In times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. So with this Kanye West, formerly known as Kanye West and Adidas thing, is that what we're seeing? Are we seeing a revolutionary act? Are we seeing somebody saying, you know, wrong speak because they have wrong think? And look what happens when Adidas pulls out from a Kanye West. Yay. They actually cost the livelihoods of 142 people. It says Georgia shoe factory or shoe manufacturer lays off most of the workforce after Adidas stops Yeezy production. Okabashi, an Adidas manufacturing partner and family-owned footwear company in Bulford, Georgia, has laid off 142 employees as a result of Adidas ending its partnership with Ye, formerly known as Kanye West. As of right now, there are not enough orders to keep all employees busy with work. Very regrettably, Okabashi is announcing a layoff of 142 employees effective immediately. So this decision by Adidas, because Ye spoke the wrong thing. And the question is what he said true or false? Because if it's true, why wouldn't Adidas stand by him? Now, Adidas can do whatever they want. I'm sure there was a contractual arrangement between Kanye West or Ye and Adidas, and they figured, hey, he broke the terms of the contract, or they don't want to look bad. So this company can basically do whatever they want to. But do you think that's a good move? Is this, are we in times of universal deceit? And was he telling the truth and committing this revolutionary act that people are going to back away from? Because we talk time and time again on this channel that the first casualty in any war, including this information war, is the truth. So is what he was saying true? And if you're saying something that's true, can the truth be racist? Can it be white supremacist? Can it be anti-Semitic? Has there been anybody to refute what Ye has said? I'm not saying either way what I think about it. I'm asking you guys. This was equal to 2/3 of the company's workforce, a company spokesperson told CNN on Friday. Adidas cut ties with the musician after his now infamous anti-Semitic tirade last month. The sportswear maker said it does not tolerate anti-Semitism or any other sort of hate speech. What do you tolerate, Adidas? What do you tolerate, Nike? What do you tolerate, any shoe manufacturer or auto manufacturer out there? What do you tolerate? I mean, you say you don't accept hate speech, and said that his recent comments were unacceptable, hateful, and dangerous. We're going to cut ties because we do not tolerate anti-Semitism or any other sort of hate speech. What do you accept? Well, I'll tell you what Nike accepts. Nike accepts Satanism. Remember when Lil Nas X put that, you know, the 1/666 shoe? You can even see it over here on the left-hand side of the shoe. 1/666, 1/666th. And it has this Luke 10:18, and there's supposed to be an actual drop of human blood, and they sold out immediately when they went up for sale. Rapper and singer Lil Nas X launched a controversial pair of Satan shoes featuring a bronze pentagram, an inverted cross, and a drop of real human blood, and they sold out almost immediately. So Nike's okay with Satanism. So are you going to tell me, so Adidas was fine with Kanye West when he was glorifying sexual perversion, when he was promoting blood and gore, the murder of black people in the streets, blatant violence, and the promotion of satanic rituals and just overt immorality? They're okay with that. But once you cross the line and get over to anti-Semitism or any sort of hate speech, hey, that's where we draw the line. That's where we jump ship. But promotion of Satanism? Heck yeah. Heck yeah. All day long. Drop of human blood? No problem. 1/666, the inverted crosses, pentagram? Where do we sign? Can't get them in. They'll support artists who actually are sodomized by demons. That's okay, but we can't have you speaking the things that you spoke about. Can you refute what he said? Is what he said, is what Kanye West or Ye, is what he said false? Can you prove that? What if it's true? So what you're saying is truth is wrong think and wrong speech. Sales and production of Yeezy branded products have stopped, as well as payments to Ye and his companies. Adidas clearly does not tolerate hate speech, and Okabashi also stands for these values, said the statement. Unfortunately, this means that Okabashi has to stop its current production for Adidas. Okabashi has been a U.S. footwear contracting manufacturer partner for Adidas Yeezy products since April 2020. The company is coordinating with local government agencies and manufacturers to provide support and alternative employment opportunities for the impacted team members. It says that the laid off employees will receive a severance and extended health care package. That's nice of them, but they don't have a job. They don't have a way to put food on the table because Adidas, and I'm going to say hypocritically, okay, because Adidas and all these other shoe companies are just the same. They don't mind you glorifying sexual perversion. They don't mind you promoting blood and gore. They don't mind you doing all that crazy murder of black people, blatant violence, and the blatant Satanism. They don't mind that. But hey, when you get to talking about a certain group of people, we got to put the brakes on. As one of the remaining 1% of the U.S. footwear manufacturers, Okabashi will continue production of its own branded products and is pursuing other partnership opportunities. Okabashi, which has been in operation since 1984, manufactures sandals, which are made of approximately 25% recycled materials. The options for dealing with unsold Yeezy gear pose big challenges. Homeless people? The less fortunate who could use a pair of shoes? How about that? They're talking about destroying these things, incinerating them, as opposed to giving them away. We can't give them away. They got the insignia on them, and that insignia stands for anti-Semitism. We can't have that. The ADL will just be knocking on our door the next day. Some would call the ADL a bully organization, a high horse bully organization set on a certain kind of supremacy. Some people would say that. What do you say? There's the environmental impact of destroying or disposing of the unsold merchandise. Making clothing and other apparel already comes at a high environmental cost because of the resulting greenhouse gas emissions, significant water use, water pollution, and textile waste. Typical methods for destroying unwanted clothing, such as using incinerators, only compound the problem. And then they're talking about rebranding and camouflaging, but they're saying this is probably not going to work for the Yeezy product because it's so distinctive. And then they say the most likely destination for unwanted Yeezy products could be overseas markets. Let them promote the anti-Semitism. We'll just send it across so that anti-Semitism can flourish over there because somebody saw a pair of shoes, which are often the solution for problematic merchandise, sending the goods overseas to countries in need and where the product's durability matters more than the brand or fashion is often an industrial fallback. How about homeless vets in the United States that need a pair? No, we can't do that because Yeezy represents Ye and Ye represents anti-Semitism and hate speech. It's just a convoluted bunch of muck. It's a bunch of nonsense. And I thought that this was interesting right here. You got, I don't know if it's going to play an ad right here, but you got remember Oliver Darcy? Oliver Darcy from CNN? Yeah, it's got this little, we'll let this thing play through. But Oliver Darcy from CNN was the guy who got Alex Jones basically deplatformed, or at least he tried to spearhead that campaign. And, you know, people listened to him. Listen to this right here.
This morning, Adidas has now officially severed ties with Kanye.
I know this is old, but just listen to how it's the fake outrage, and that's it's the getting up on the high horse and looking down at the rest of us going, now, you know, this happened to Ye, and he's the richest black man in America, if not in the world. And if we can do this to him, guess what? He's going to be an example to the rest of you. Now, everybody else fall in line. Can't have wrong think. Can't have wrong speak.
Kanye West, who of course legally changed his name to Ye, the German sportswear company, is the latest brand to distance itself from him after a series of offensive anti-Semitic comments in recent days. Let's get a closer look at where things stand this morning. CNN chief business correspondent Christine Romans and CNN senior media reporter Oliver Darcy are here. So Christine, one of the things that was interesting is we have heard calls for days.
Yeah.
It was, I believe, last Thursday that the ADL came out and said, hey, Adidas, where are you in the wake of these comments?
It's amazing
because after he wore that White Lives Matter
It's amazing how people can just live these immoral, disgusting, perverted lives and applaud like drag queen story hour and the grooming of children and all that kind of stuff. But when it comes to somebody saying words, they freeze up and they freak out and they start calling for these people to be deplatformed. Make this guy, put this guy in the poorhouse. He's our mortal. And how is he not, especially like the black community? Ye makes a lot of good points where, hey, the most dangerous place for any black person to be is in his or her mother's womb. They're getting destroyed left and right. You really care about black people? Then why aren't you championing the cause of the black babies in the womb? He makes a great point there. But all of a sudden they become outraged because, you know, I think people are like lemmings. They're not really thinking this thing through. They're not using their critical thinking. They're stuck in cognitive dissonance. The propaganda machine is constantly churning in their brains. They don't really have original thoughts. So when they see other people get outraged, it makes them feel good to get outraged too. But you never got outraged about a drop of blood and Satanism in the Lil Nas X Nike shoe. It's just, to me, this is so blatant. It's like being concerned that you have a little ant crawling around in your house when there's a huge mountain lion just tearing through every single room, messing things up, knocking things over, breaking things, destroying the entire house. And you're just going to sit here and look at this little ant right here going, man, I hope he doesn't do much damage. You know what? I think he's going to do a lot of damage. We need to get rid of this ant. This ant is crazy. And then you have the elephant in the room that nobody wants to take care of. What do they say? If you want to find out who's in control, discover who you're not allowed to criticize. Is that what's going on here?
T-shirt. It was only a couple of days before they said we're reviewing the partnership.
Yeah.
Is there any idea why it took so long for Adidas to say
they're sitting here talking about a T-shirt that says White Lives Matter? They're not sitting here going, how come nobody has contacted Nike about the Lil Nas X drop of blood, human DNA pentagram shoe? Why haven't they shut this whole thing down? Why aren't they freaking out about this like they're freaking out about Kanye West? Why aren't they freaking out about the Lil Nas X video that has like a billion views, literally a billion views, where he's getting sodomized by the devil? When is Nike going to end his contract? What's going on here? What about all the rappers that glorify murder in the streets? It's so funny. They'll support the rappers. They'll have, like, Hillary Clinton will have Jay-Z speak on her behalf for some campaign, and Jay-Z just got done producing a video where it glorifies gun violence, and they're trying to tell you that we want to take away your guns. And they're the ones who are glorifying it. They're the ones who are doing the bad things and then telling the innocent people, you guys are bad and you need to give up your inanimate devices that never jumped off the shelf and pulled the trigger and hurt anybody. It's breathtaking insanity is what's going on here. I'm not even going to play the rest of this. It's just crazy to me how they will just virtue signal till the cows come home about something so seemingly insignificant. Or is it insignificant? Is the reason this whole thing blew up is because there's some kernel of truth in what this guy is trying to say? This Ye guy? And I'm not on board with Ye, okay? I think it's all just a complete psychological operation just to see how people will respond and react. But I also do believe that on the other side of the psychological operation, there's a message being sent out, and there's certain people that you just can't talk about. They can talk about eliminating white men and neutering white men and bringing them down the social ladder. That's okay. You know, you got your Joy Reid's, and what was this one chick's name that just got fired from MSNBC, Tiffany Cross just recently got fired because Tucker Carlson did an expose on her, and come to find out she's had some racist rantings of her own, and MSNBC is like, yikes, yeah, that does kind of look bad, maybe we should get rid of her. Unbelievable the amount of hypocrisy that's going on these days. Leave your thoughts about this for the world and the Global Thought Police in the comment section below. If you haven't done so already, I don't even think I have it up on my screen anymore. If you want to go to the store, there's 20% off through November 6th on everything in the store. Doesn't matter what it is. 20% off. So the link will be in the description below. I appreciate you guys joining. Don't forget to subscribe. Hit the bell notification icon. Give it a thumbs up. Share it with everybody you know. And I'll see you guys in the next live stream. Take care.